and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9. Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Joseph, what's going on today?
I'm married to a pretty wonderful woman named Lindsay, but she has a habit that is a problem. You see, we're hardworking people, and we take out a lot. Pizza, Chinese, and so forth. And she feels the need to give a tip every time. Look, when I have a sit-down meal, I'm pretty generous. But when someone hands me something over a counter, you know, they have that obnoxious tip jar. When I was growing up, I worked in a deli for years. There was no tip jar. You did your job, you got paid for it. But now it's gotten out of control, and she is the biggest contributor. And I'm talking like, you know, not like the change, the loose change that's left over. I'm talking a $5 bill.
Whoa.
You know? and we have enough bills, and at the end of the month, it's like $50 I'm going for.
So is your problem with picking up for takeout or delivery too?
Everything. She throws a tip to everyone. She feels that they work hard, they don't make enough money, and so what's a couple of bucks?
Right.
And well, who's tipping you?
You know, I'm sorry?
Who's tipping you? That's the problem.
You know, you took the words right out of my mouth. I bust my rear end, and no one is tipping me.
Mm. All right, hold on. Let's call your wife. Hold on, okay?
Sure.
Hello?
Hi, Lindsay?
Yes?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven over at Star 99.9.
Hi, how are you?
Excellent. Lindsay, I want to let you know that we're calling you this morning for the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Got a phone call from your husband, Joe, who tells us that he's upset. You guys do the takeout thing, you do delivery, whatever it is, and you're an over-tipper. You're tipping all the time. You're tipping during takeout, pickup, whatever you're doing. You're tipping all these people. What's going on here?
We constantly have this argument back and forth. Yeah, I tip. I mean, gosh, we always, like, have takeout or, you know, we'll get delivery and stuff because we're just so busy, and I honestly hate to cook. So, yeah, I mean, when they come out, I'll give them a couple bucks, and why not? I mean, those poor people are, like, making nothing. So tips help them. I mean, we're doing pretty well, so it's like, what, you know, five bucks,
Lindsay?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I hear everything. A couple of bucks, Lindsay? You're no less than $5 a shot. You know, that adds up. We got bills.
Well, yeah, of course we have bills. But these poor people are making our food, so we don't have to make it. And then, you know, why not tip?
And who tips you in the office? And who tips me out in the field? Who's tipping us?
Minimum wage. Give me a break. It's not that.
No, but it's too much. It's $5 a shot. It's you know, they work hard. All these poor people. And, you know, that's another bill. You know, you realize I did the math on it. It's some months it's $75 you're throwing out there. It's not like we're going out to a nice sit-down dinner and someone's running back and forth at our beck and call. They hand us a pizza or a container of fried rice over the counter, and you're like, here you go.
Guys, what we do here is we put things to a vote, and we can see what our audience has to say. Joseph, people may agree with you. Takeout, delivery, shouldn't be tipping them. Doesn't, you know what, it should be included in their pay, and it's just more money out of your pocket. It's not like they're actually providing you all that much of a service. But they may agree with Lindsay that going to pick up the food and them handing it to you and ringing you up or having the food delivered, all these people are service industry, and you should tip them accordingly. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah, I'm actually curious.
Yeah, I agree, but if I could just say I want tip jars outlawed.
Okay, right.
All right, give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Is there such a thing as being an over-tipper? Joseph says that his wife, Lindsay, has gone overboard because she tips everybody. Every time there's a jar, she puts a couple dollars in there. And he says, it's got to stop. It's getting expensive. But she truly believes, like, if there's a tip jar, and, you know, she probably should give a couple dollars because they're working hard and they deserve it.
Aren't they working hard, though? Aren't Lindsay and Joe working hard? I don't know. This is such a hard thing to really figure out. Who's really in need and who's truly deserving?
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on this morning?
I am on his side. It has gotten so out of control. My second job is in a grocery store. Nobody tips me, and I'm begging these people.
You got to put out a tip jar. That's why this guy wants him out.
I just...
We're not allowed. You know what? We're not allowed to accept tips.
I hear what you're saying is so many times now I literally get a question, a text message or an email or something from a friend. They're like, am I supposed to tip this person? Am I supposed to tip this person? And you can find a reason to tip just about anybody for anything if they do a great job. But seriously, where does it end? It's everything now.
Absolutely.
And it's not like prices haven't gone up the entire time for whatever it is you're purchasing anyways, too.
Right. It's true. Yeah. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. But I kind of see where Lindsay's coming from, because a lot of times if there's a tip jar, I feel so inclined to put at least a couple dollars in there.
Here's the thing that makes a difference for me. And you're right. It's tempting when somebody gives you the extra soy sauce or whatever when you're picking up your takeout. But if I'm having a service done at my house and it's not the owner of the company, then I might tip those guys, like lunch or something like that.
Yeah, but this is basically
if you own the
company,
you're coming to work at my house, that's it. You don't get a tip.
Yeah, but he's talking about all these people that are working the takeout and delivery
takeout. I don't think you get anything for takeout.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Is there such a thing as being an over-tipper, like Joseph is accusing his wife of? Is there such a thing as being an over-tipper? Because according to Joseph, that's exactly what his wife, Lindsay, is. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9, today's best mix.
I don't think it's really the trouble of tipping. It's the question of tipping all over the place, everywhere, all those times. Like, there's certain times where it sounds like Joe knows, all right, if we're out, we have a meal, that's good. Of course, it makes sense. Delivery, a couple bucks here or there, but she's over the top.
Yeah, and he says that we need to ban the tip jar from everywhere, so there's that. 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
I am on the husband's side. Outlaw the tip jar.
Man. Some
get
angry
rid
people
of it.
This morning.
Anybody that's living on tips should have got a better job.
That's not nice.
No, you're right. It's not nice.
That's not nice at all.
You're right. It's not nice.
Oh. Hi, Tana and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Hey, good morning. This is a tough one because I've been on both sides, and I know everybody in the food industry appreciates a little gratuity, but definitely delivery, yes. You know, they can get a few dollars. She needs to reel it in a little, though. You know, like, I always tip, pick up a pizza, you know, tip $1 or $2. Yeah, but I don't know if the cook gets any of that. But $5, no, stick it in a jar, save it. And when you go out to dinner, then, you know, leave a nice tip. But she's a little overboard, and I know how she feels. I do it.
Yeah, I do the same. I get it. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on the wife's side. Here's my thing with this. You can't ask the service of somebody while simultaneously belittling them for it. It's $5. Your order was maybe like 15, 20 at most. It's not going to kill you. He's making it sound like the $5 is like $100 that they're dropping on these kids.
I mean, but $5 once or twice a day for one meal here, there, whatever, it certainly does add up.
How much takeout are you ordering that you're ordering two takeouts a day?
It sounds like they're busy people.
Honestly, if it's such an inconvenience to you, why don't you just find the time to make your own meal then?
That's why they were coming to the restaurant to pick it up, because they weren't waiting for somebody to deliver it. I mean, I think that it's awfully entitled to just assume, because, I mean, isn't the job to ring at the register and box the pizza? I mean, that's not like you're asking somebody to do more than their job. You're just asking them to do the job that they're already getting paid for.
I suppose, but still, they're not making a lot, you know?
I agree.
Maybe they should get a better job.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Joseph, our audience agreed with you. Lindsay, you're over-tipping. It's not helpful to your family. You have to think about your bills first. And either you have to significantly reduce the amount that you're tipping, or you need to kind of eliminate it when you're doing takeout.
I mean, if that number, $75 a month, is accurate, that's $900 a year. I mean, that's a significant amount of money.
And thank you to your audience. I told you, baby.
Okay. Well, maybe I do tip just a little too much, though. I'm not going to stop, but I may, like, back off a little bit with how much. How's that? Is that how I help you?
The audience has voted.
All right. Uh-huh.
Mine.
All right, Joseph. Thank you guys for coming on the show today. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email, too. It's couplescore@star999.com.